The National Women's Law Center is petitioning the Education Department to study whether vocational programs provide equal opportunities for young men and women as they're required. Educators say many factors shape girls' career choices, and they can only do so much. La Crosse School's Career and Technical Education Coordinator, Annette O'Hearn, says they have several career programs from elementary through high school. O'Hearn says they gear them toward exposing young people to career possibilities.
When we put together career speakers, all of a sudden, if I know of a female engineer, I'll get that female engineer. If I know a male nurse, I'll ask that male nurse to come in and do the presentations. So sometimes I specifically look for a speaker that would be the opposite of what everybody thinks.
High school recruitment specialist Jill Pine is with Western Wisconsin Technical College. Pine says one can't ignore tendencies of high school age girls.
What I see at that age is, in some cases, if they see themselves putting themselves in a position to compete with boys in something that's seen as traditionally male, it's not always very attractive. But I also think that young women are still not exposed enough to high-paying technical careers.
Yet Pine says people still distinguish between men's work and women's work. Young women now find it okay to compete with men in traditional liberal arts classes, but she says they still tend not to intrude into traditional male jobs. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.